it was introduced in 1995. We're now just about 20 years down the road.
We are 20 years exactly down the road, in fact.
And I see the growth. I mean, I think thanks to you and Aaron for the copious information. Almost 3.5 million sold in those 20 years. And to the point where you're actually a punchline in the Sunday comic.
Yes, people do have fun with the name Tofurky, and we're a fun-loving group that doesn't like to take ourselves too seriously, so it works for us. And though I've never seen anybody laugh all the way to the bank, that's somewhat of the jokes. You know, we remember funny stories, and we remember jokes. We forget a lot of things. We should remember statistics and whatnot, but when you can laugh and share a laugh with somebody, it's a nice thing to share, and some of the magic of the Tofurky name lends itself to that.
You know, and taking it just beyond the Heathcliff comic, I mean, that's really the reason it rang in my head was because I have been aware of the brand for many years, but only gradually, and now I'm starting to see it ramp up a little bit, is the visibility factor as okay, this is not an anomaly. This is a fact, and it's growing. When you're a reference point, you know, you have achieved a level that you've achieved respectability on the total market. Are you looking at it that way? Because I sure am.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and we realize that this is a very, serious concern, is like trying to produce plant-based proteins for the American public, you know, from which I think has great advantages from the fact that you're not having to slaughter a sentient being, which is always positive. And then the efficiency of tofurkey eating on the environment, you know, it only takes half a pound of grains to make a pound of tofurkey, and it takes 5 pounds almost of grain to make a pound of turkey meat. So that's a 10-to-1 efficiency ratio, so it's good for the environment. And then, you know, with no cholesterol, low fat, it's a great food to put in your body. And the protein is actually the same or more than turkey, depending on if it's a deli slice, sausage, or a roast.
We have people right in the company here who are actually having these. Of course, we have some who are having turkey, but we have people who have gone out and bought them.
Yeah, good.
So I'm seeing a vegan movement that I didn't see quite as close to the surface 20 years ago. What kind of figures do you have? Do you keep any figures on the percentage of people in the country who have gone over to your product? Do you get any kind of response like that? Like, I used to eat turkey, I don't anymore, I'm with your product now.
Yeah, you know, we do buy reports from various companies that track the number of vegetarians and vegans. And, anecdotally, sure, we get a lot of people that, you know, have been saying, oh, my doctor has told me, you know, I've got to eat less meat or I'm going to die. And it's a long way from a piece of steak to a block of tofu for some. So having the tofu textured and flavored to taste like meat is a great advantage. But overall, we see the number of vegans in this country as about 2 to 3% and vegetarians at about 5%. The bigger market that we see is the flexitarian, who will eat half or more of their meals a week meatless, and that's 17% of America. So you're talking to a great deal of people there, and you know, the numbers keep going up. If you have 2 or 3 meatless meals a week, you're up to talking to 30% of America. So I think there's a lot of meat reducers out there now, all forms of meat, beef, chicken, pigs, they're all declining. Turkeys actually peaked in 1995, the first year that tofurkey was on the market. They were raising over 300 million birds, about 305 million, and now it's down to 240 million. So we're seeing a gradual shift away from meat-based proteins to plant-based proteins, which have, of course, grown tremendously in that same 20-year period.
Mr. Tippett, has all of that evolution affected your original business model, or are you still on the same track you were when you started?
Well, it's maybe made it bounce up a little faster than and grow a little faster than we might have thought originally. But you know, we are seeing we've been privileged to see some good growth, and you know, we now are sold in over 12,000 grocery and supermarkets and natural food stores all over the country. And we're also seeing a big demand for our product overseas in Germany, the United Kingdom, Australia, Iceland, and Brazil, which we're all exporting to right now. And so it's not just a United States phenomenon that's wanting more plant-based protein options.
No. Without giving away the store, how do you get the flavor and the texture in there?
Well, the flavor is actually easier to come by on products when we're creating new tofurkey products than the texture often is, because flavor companies now are offering, you know, some pretty cutting-edge flavors of beef, chicken, whatever turkey you want in terms of a meat alternative. But the hardest thing is getting the texture, which you really have to do yourself and using different machines to texturize the tofu and make it more into this meat-like texture. So that's the hard part.
And now, is it limited to turkey, or have you tried toe beef or toe lamb or anything else?
We actually have a ground beef and some chicken products and other pork products. So we have expanded beyond just the turkey note, because turkey, you know, is a beautiful, delicious, savory meat that we have knocked off. But there's really other flavors out there, too. It doesn't always go with, you know, everything. It's sort of a wild, gamey note. And chicken is more common, and beef is more common. You can put it in more things. So we're expanding our line.
As you keep growing, are you ever concerned that you're going to throw the whole soybean market out of balance here, and soybean prices are going to go through the ceiling because we got so much tofurkey out there?
I think we're a long ways from that right now. You know, they're still on soybeans, 90%+ of all soybeans are used for mostly meat and cattle production, but also oil. And so the actual soybeans that are being eaten and the ones we buy, which are the organic non-GMO, are all made in this country. And we have small farmers that we've been dealing with for years that produce those for us, and they assure us that they have plenty of supply.
How many people in the company?
105 right now, full-time employees at the Tofurkey Company. And we're just opening up a lead platinum manufacturing plant that'll come online next year, which is one of 10 food processing plants in the world that have achieved the highest level of environmental engineering that the LEED program classifies as platinum. So that's a nice achievement for us that we're proud of.
Are you completely contained in Hood River, or do you have ancillary branches in other towns?
We are all contained in Hood River. We have 3 buildings in Hood River where we operate from. So everything's made right here in Hood River, although we do have a few contract manufacturing operations throughout the Northwest that we rely on for a few of our products.
Now, I don't know about you, but I will have considered you completely at the next echelon when a president pardons a tofurkey.
Yeah, we had a Seattle mayor pardon the tofurkey just last week, so we're getting there.
You're on the way.
Hopefully they'll live out the rest of their shelf life in a nice freezer in the country somewhere.
How about you get the cleanest slaughterhouse in the whole history of food?
Well, that's a good point. You know, we give tours of our factory when people come through. We're right on the freeway on Interstate 84 in Hood River, Oregon, and we have nothing to hide. And we have videos that show you just exactly how tofurkey is made, and there's nothing untoward. You know, Paul McCartney said, if the slaughterhouses had glass walls, we'd all be vegetarians, because it's some pretty ugly scene, you know, taking the life of a sentient being that just wants to live. So it's a pleasure to be showing people how tofurkeys are made.
Well, you know, you follow a business model that's socially conscious, and I think Ben and Jerry probably set the template for that, and you've upped it. You've upped that a notch. And it's good to see that more companies are following that line of reasoning and staying true to their principles, not just throwing money at it and saying the job is done. And I'm fascinated by the whole whole process and by the company, and I appreciate your time. Is there anything you want to add?
No, we're just happy to be here. We're family-run independent. I actually just stepped down as president and made my stepson, Jamie Athos, president and CEO in September of this year, and he's a great, sharp guy that has, you know, the mission of the company at heart, and he was actually the brains behind building this new eco-manufacturing plant that we've got going here, so the company's in really good hands, and I'm just pretty grateful for him, and to be 63 years old and seeing this dream unfolding in America, turning to plant-based proteins.